In her decision, Judge Joan Madden at times sympathized with the plaintiff's arguments, but she said the courts had no right to evaluate the, quote, desirability of the project. She found that the state agencies had fully complied with the law. The leading opposition group, Develop Don't Destroy Brooklyn, said almost immediately that it would appeal. Opponents have one other tool that could delay or kill the project, an eminent domain case pending in federal appeals court. The developer, Forest City Ratner, began work at the site in central Brooklyn last February and anticipates completing the arena in 2010. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.